Halloween night is one of the busiest pizza delivery nights of the year. If you're going to have people over after trick-or-treating, there's a good chance you'll have a rectangular deep dish delivered to your home. That style of pizza with cheese pushed to the edges, forming a caramelized crust, that's Detroit-style pizza, and it's becoming popular in culinary scenes across the country. For more on the history of our unique style of bread and cheese heaven, we sent a team to the original Buddy's Pizza Restaurant in Detroit to hear from former busboy, now current chief brand officer of Buddy's Pizza, Wes Pakula, and to get the real story of how Detroit-style pizza came to be just after World War II.
If you talk about Detroit-style pizza, you have to talk about Buddy's Pizza. So one, it starts with the pan. So how this pizza originally originated was that someone was interested in serving something here for regular customers that were coming into a small little bar area. And the guys were in the service. They came in. They said, we had this stuff in Italy called pizza, and it's really something. And they had different types of pizza, and they started talking about it. So the owner here, Gus Guerrera at the time, thought, wow, what a great idea. I've got a little bar. Now I can serve some food. So he embarked on trying to make this pizza. But they were trying to copy a Sicilian style or maybe like a focaccia where it was a little bit more rectangular. There was nothing that he could find that could bake this pizza. So because this area was filled with automotive suppliers and you had many smaller tool and die shops, the customers had talked about, when he talked about a square pizza, that there was something they had in their shop that resembled this square rectangular thing, and they used it to collect nuts and bolts. It was used as a drip tray. Lo and behold, it was brought into the restaurant. They put some dough in it, and it baked amazingly. I mean, so it was better than anything else they had tried. So that started the pan. So it came from the automotive industry. And so being in a Motor City, how ironic, you've got the Detroit-style pizza that's made with this pan. So that pan, as the years went on, was purchased here. There was a seasoning process that, because the pans were industrial. So they would come with a coating. You would have to bake them off. You'd have to scrape them off. And then this pan, as the pizzas got baked, would season and season. And through the years, these pans had this magic seasoning, similar to grandma's favorite frying pan or something that stays in the family. So the pan started it. The pizza was a little bit different than what was traditionally being served because at the time there was no square pizza that anyone knew of. So it started with dough, a dough that they had made here that they developed a recipe. Then they actually put the pepperoni on the dough. And that stemmed a little bit from Sicilian style pizza because they always used to press the meat into the dough. So pepperoni, and then they added cheese. Now, the cheese was different. Most pizza places, probably 99%, were using mozzarella. They decided to use Wisconsin brick cheese. Through the years, the brick cheese is very significant to Buddy's. It's made for Buddy's, and it's unique to the product. So then you had the dough, you had the pepperoni, then you had this brick cheese. Then they added the sauce. And the way they did the sauce is they striped it. It's sort of a skimming instead of a ladle. A lot of round pizzas, you'll see the ladle it on the side. And part of that was to create this light textured crust that wasn't real doughy or gummy or soggy. So it was a light skim of freshly made tomato sauce. And then, of course, with the pan, the way the pizza was layered, it became very significant. It became a product that Buddy's invented. And as the years went on, different people came in, fell in love with the pizza, right, as customers, and then they figured, hey, they're doing it, maybe we could try it. And then different groups through the years opened up restaurants and created their version of this pizza. But Detroit style, in general, has a very specific set of criteria. So it can be square, it can be deep dish, it can be a lot of things. But to make the true Detroit style, you have to make what's a Buddy's pizza because that's where it started. So there's no really arguments about where it originated.
That was Buddy's Pizza Chief Brand Officer Wes Pakula on the birth of the now nationally recognized Detroit style pizza.